With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Governor Kristi Noem is announcing a holiday for state workers today in honor of Juneteenth. It's in response to the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act, which was signed Thursday by President Joe Biden. Noem says Juneteenth celebrates an important day when the country came closer to making the ideal that all men are created equal a reality. The Republican-controlled South Dakota state legislature rejected proposals to make Juneteenth both a state and working holiday. Democratic State Senator Reynold Nessebe brought the bill making Juneteenth a state holiday. It failed in a Senate committee. Nessebe calls the governor's decision to give state employees the day off an appropriate reaction to the new federal holiday.
What I like about this holiday is it is America's holiday. It's a recognition that we had to have an Emancipation Day and a recognition that we were a country founded in slavery and that we are still working through the complex legacy of that terrible institution.
Juneteenth is celebrated every year on June 19th. It commemorates the date in 1865 when General Gordon Granger announced freedom from slavery in Galveston, Texas, following President Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. The state of South Dakota is launching a medical marijuana website. Governor Kristi Noem's office says the site answers questions and provides information. Voters approved medical marijuana last November. The new law takes effect in 2 weeks, but the state is still creating a process to obtain medical cards. That process will be in place by the end of October. The address of the new medical marijuana website is medcannabis.sd.gov. Lifeguards are in short supply this summer, and that's delaying the opening of some South Dakota pools. SDPB's Laura Johnson reports.
Traditionally, high school and college-age lifeguards work during the summer, but the COVID-19 pandemic left an entire summer for the unemployed lifeguards to find other jobs. Daryl Shoemaker is the communications coordinator for Rapid City. He was worried about finding the 80 to 90 lifeguards the city needs.
People who may have served as a lifeguard the previous summer, they make plans to come out and be a lifeguard again, or they'll tell their friends to come out and check about being a lifeguard for the summer. And the problem was we lost last summer.
Shoemaker says pools in Rapid City opened on time. The city offered a $2 pay increase. It also reimbursed 100 of the $185 in lifeguard certification fees. Sioux Falls pools are not as fortunate. Don Kearney is the director of Parks and Recreation. He says openings are delayed for smaller pools.
A lot of the applicants that we've had are not willing to work the hours that we need them to.
Kearney says Sioux Falls also raised the wage $2. In Mitchell, Jamie Hinkle is the Aquatic and Recreation Coordinator. She retained lifeguards by employing them during the pandemic and throughout the school year.
They were happy working 2 days a week, you know, just so they could still do activities, so I was really flexible during the winter.
In Sioux Falls, the city is conducting interviews and certification training courses to fill a dozen lifeguard positions. Reporting for SDPB, I'm Laura Johnson.
Avera breaks ground for a new family health center facility on the east side of Sioux Falls. David Fleechek is the president and CEO of Avera McKinnon Hospital University Health Center.
This facility will actually draw from probably Brandon, Garrettson, Larchwood, Haywarden, all of those communities outside on the east side of Sioux Falls that can come to this growing side of the community.
Fleechek says the facility will hire around 60 employees. The freestanding emergency department will allow for urgent care patients to be stabilized at the facility. Then they can be transferred to other Avera specialty facilities for extensive care. The project will be completed in January of 2023. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.